Boss Man Show. As promised, we're joined by VCU Rams head coach Mike Rhodes in his third year at VCU. Coach Rhodes, how are things up there in Virginia, man?
Going great. Going great. Get excited for the start next week.
Yes, indeed. Coach, you talk about off there, man. Coach, you're heading to year three at VCU leading these Rams. So I just want to ask you, what's been your greatest accomplishment, in your opinion, in the last 3 years you've been leading the Rams program here going forward?
Well, I think last year, you know, winning the regular season outright in the A-10, that didn't ever happen at VCU, so that was huge. And making the NCAA tournament, getting back to the NCAA tournament, we have some coaching changes, you know, we 3 and 4 years. You know, not that we took a step back, but, you know, we lost some bodies and we lost some recruits. And so we got it back to where it needed to be and where we need to go with it. And, just excited for the – I'm proud and excited of the commitment the guys made to the program and the culture. And, we're back to where we belong and trying to fight for even more.
Now, Coach, come off last year's 25-win season. What did you and your staff really prioritize – through the spring and summer here to get better as you guys tipped off for fall practice here a few weeks back?
Well, continue the defense. You know, our defense, we need to make sure it's some of the best in the country every year. And so we emphasize with 5 new young guys, implementing them in with the upperclassmen of playing defense the way we do at VCU. That was very important. And then really shooting the ball. We winning 25 games last year because of our defense, not because of the way we shot the ball. I always had shooters on my teams, and we have to make sure we make shots and make threes, and we really worked on that this off season going into our preseason practices. Let's make shots and let's create offense with our defense, but let's make shots.
And Coach, what I feel like our fans need to realize out here is very key. The player development piece for it, whether it be the Atlanta Hawks here or a college team here or any basketball team or any sport, is that player development piece is so key and important to any program, and that strength coach as well. So how do you go about emphasizing the player development of your players, whether it be individually and as a team and off the court, along with that strength program as well?
Yeah, absolutely. It's hand in hand with everything we do. We have a plan. We have a plan for our guys academically. We have a plan for them nutritional, what to eat, how to eat, how to teach yourself to eat the right way to fuel your body. We have a plan with their bodies in the weight room and in the training room. And then we have a plan for them to get better as players. And the best players follow the plan every day. The guys behind them are learning how to do it every day. And I think that's important. Give them a plan that they can follow. And then they know the plan's working when they're seeing them getting bigger and stronger. And they're doing things on the court maybe that they didn't do the year before. So individual development is number one on our list. And that just doesn't come with the ball in your hands. It's all parts of life and on and off the court. And if we can move our guys forward as young people, the basketball part is the easy part. And, we want to make sure we give them a plan and they follow it.
You got that right, Coach. And also, Coach, I want to ask you this. We talk about the development plan. Who are some young men you want to highlight for our listening audience here in Atlanta who might not be familiar with your program to really look out for this year? Because VCU is a very nationally known program. People should know about your program, but who are the guys that should watch when they watch your team play? It's not the non-con kicks off here on Tuesday night.
Oh, definitely. I appreciate that. And exactly. We want to make our guys better that they become household names all over the country. Marcus Evans, one of the best players in the A-10, one of the best guards out there. He's going to have a chance to, make a lot of plays for us. He's a downhill player, real aggressive. I think his on-the-ball defense is some of the best in the country. We have a kid from South Carolina by the name of Dariante Jenkins. Dariante is a 6'5 wing that can really fill it up and make plays. And Isaac Vann is another wing we have that, I think he's one of the best perimeter defenders in the country. And, those are three seniors we have. Then we have some young guys, Keyshawn Curry out of Florida, who is going to step into a major role for us, and a guy by the name of Malik Rofield from Louisiana can really shoot it, plays our style very well. Then we have a player from Atlanta, Trey Clark, who's a freshman point guard playing behind Marcus Evans that is going to help us throughout the year. He's on a learning curve like all freshmen. And a kid from Delaware by the name of Bones Highland. He's another guard that can really help us. So we're going to be deep this year. We're going to play 10, 11 guys consistently and fly around and get that pace going. So you got to have a lot of guys in the Army if you want to play that way.
You got that right, Coach. And, I think that what's good about the non-con season is it gives you opportunity to kind of see, play those pieces of the puzzle and find out which puzzle pieces mesh well together, because we get that tough A-10 grinder that's coming up, man. You got to have those horses in line how you want to throw them out there, these teams that you got to play the A-10 every night out there.
Yeah, without a doubt. So our non-conference is a beast this year. But look, we have 5 seniors and 2 juniors. They've been through some great battles. So we wanted to rev up our conference schedule. It's one of the toughest ones in the country. And we have some really good home games. And then we go on the road to Wichita State and Charleston. And then we have LSU in 2 weeks here at our place. And on top of that, we play down in Destin, Florida. We play Purdue, and then possibility of Tennessee or Florida State. So we're always, VCU is always going to play the best teams we can out there, and we're going to do that this year for sure. But if we win them going in the A-10 play, it gives us great momentum to have a great year.
And Coach, I know, I'll tell you what, man, when I look at your league, man, I'm like, man, there is no easy out. From Fordham on up to you guys, no easy out. Even I know Coach McCall's going to get his things together, going up there at UMass as well. Jamion Christian there, George Washington, of course, Ashley Howard, LaSalle. Duquesne always going to be tough as well. George Mason. So you got Anthony Grant down there at Dayton. I mean, there's so many great coaches in this league. So talk about how deep the league really is. People don't realize it for down here in the South, but the A-10 has a lot of great coaches, great universities, and great talent that they don't really know about. But you can just speak to a little bit. It'd be great for our listening audience.
Yeah,
about it.
You're exactly right. It's a basketball conference. It's one of the best in the country year in and year out. A lot of the Power 5 schools don't want to play teams in our conference because it's a basketball school. We got players. And then on top of that, you have some great coaches that have been around for a while, have won a lot of games at other places or at the school they're at now. And then you have a lot of young coaches that, were hot on the hot young coaches list that are now in the A-10. And I think it's great. It makes our league exciting. It makes it a national level league. When you're on TV and you see an A-10 there, a lot of people stop and watch that game because they know it's going to be good basketball. And that's the fun of it. For me, I think it's so exciting to take my team in the, go on the road, which are really hard games, but to go on the road at some of these awesome arenas with great crowds to represent the A-10, but also to go find a way to win. I think it's a lot of fun.
And thinking about your team, coaches, like I said, you're a national brand. You can get guys 6 different ways, whether it be the high school senior route, the prep school route, JUCO route, transfer route, grad transfer route, or international kid. Because you're a national brand, people recognize VCU, they really recognize winning. So I know that just recruiting trail is easier for you. And you can keep guys in Virginia who want to come to a play big town ball, because if Virginia does not recruit them, if VTech don't recruit them, they can go to VCU and still have a great career at a high-level Virginia school as well.
Oh, without a doubt. And look, we have guys that play the VCU or in the NBA now, and we have guys all over the world playing and getting paid to play. So you can come to VCU and fulfill all your dreams, and you can win a lot. On top of that, it's just so much fun. It's a vibrant campus. It's a great city to be in as a young person. 134 straight sellouts in the Siegel Center. 134 consecutive sellouts. There's not an empty seat in our place. It was sold out for our exhibition game last week. And that's what's great about VCU. But, we get some guys that we recruit guys that are 3 and 4 stars, but we also get a kid that we really like that's a 2-star that becomes a 4-star. And you got a guy like Travian Graham who started the first night for the Timberwolves and played 35 minutes. He only had 2 or 3 offers, comes to VCU and turns into a pro. And Troy Daniels, who's catching passes from LeBron now with the Lakers, banging threes. Here's a kid from Roanoke, Virginia, got recruited by a few schools, comes to VCU and turns into a heck of a player. So it could happen at VCU. It could happen at places like VCU. And, it is a national brand. Our style of play is a lot of fun for anybody at any level to watch and say, man, that would be really cool to press all game, play with great freedom, get up and down the court with great pace. And really, we want guys that love to work on their game. Not everyone can play at VCU. Not everyone wants to work that hard, but I think guys will, see us play and say, man, that would be a lot of fun to play that way in that style.
And so, Coach, how often do you all get down here to Georgia? They have a young man from Atlanta on your team now. How often do your senior staff get down here to find players? Because a lot of players down here in Georgia, who I'll tell players all the time, if you just play good, schools will find you. And I feel like a lot of players down here that you can help your program and play hard all the time. and ready to get out there and press.
Without a doubt. And we try to come down there all the time. You know, I've got some assistants. I have assistants now, three of them that have spent time in Atlanta in the past as well as I have. So, you know, we know people, we know coaches, we know AU coaches, and I think the high school programs down there are very, very well coached, as well as the AU programs. Kids are playing all year round, so you find kids, not only do they know how to play, but they know how to win, and I think that's important. You know, we had a scholarship open, and we go down to Atlanta, and this kid is just getting buckets left and right, and Trey Clark, and, you know, he was playing for Newton this last year, and I went back down to see him again, and I was like, man, we got to get this kid. He fits our style. He can guard the ball full court. And there's players in Atlanta that some people don't always see or slip through the cracks, but, you know, there's enough of them down there that can make VCU good, that's for sure.
You got that right, Coach. And that's what I got for you, Coach, is this. Who have been some coaches, individuals, who really helped mold you as a man and make you the coach you are today?
Well, Pat Flannery, who is my college coach. Coach Flannery ended up moving on to Bucknell after we won the Division III National Championship in 1994. Bucknell was his alma mater, and he was the head coach at Bucknell that beat Kansas and Alabama in the NCAA tournament. He was a huge friend and huge mentor to me. Kevin Eastman was a college coach for a while, and then he was Doc Rivers' assistant with the Celtics when they won the World Championship, and out with the Clippers. He's a huge mentor to me. He lives in Richmond here, so I really, really confide in him, lean on him. And then a guy by the name of Hal Nunley passed away a few years ago. Coach Nunley was at Randolph-Macon College, where I started my career. I was 23 working for him, and he was old school. So I learned a lot about him, you know, from him, and how to run a program, not just coach a team, but run a program. And, of course, Shaka Smart. My 5 years with Shaka was nothing but unbelievable. It was so much fun coming to work every day, great energy, the way he treated his players, how hard he worked, you know, that stuff rubbed off on all his assistants. So it was you know, a complete pleasure, and I was, you know, very honored to be on his staff for sure.
Well, Coach Rhodes, best of luck to you against St. Francis, North Texas, and LSU. Definitely call you. I'll talk to you again down the road here as we can to ATP play.
You got it. Go Hawks.
Yes, indeed. And go Rams now, too. We can't forget about that.
You got it.
All right, Coach, have a good one. Talk to you real soon, buddy.
You bet.
All right, this is Mike Rhodes on the Boss Man.
For all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blue Ray Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at blueberryproductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, BLUBERRY, Prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blueberry Productions, great people, great work, great service.
Hey there. Your yard took a real beating this summer. Luckily, Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard has your back. Just feed your grass with Scott's again this fall when the air is cool and the soil is warm. It's the perfect time to give your lawn a boost. If you do, WinterGuard will give your yard the nourishment it needs to help weak, thin grass recover and support root growth, giving you a greener, more resilient lawn both now and next spring. Guaranteed. Grab a bag of Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard today. You'll be back to barbecuing in no time. This is a Scott's Yard.
Hey parents, we all try to be extra careful with our children in the car, but then we get an important call or text. Remember, our children are watching. Make every drive a good example. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consulting, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting, or Twitter at Coach T Will 24, or Instagram
Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-6079. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
Hip-hop fans, I got a great album for you. The debut album from Family Grind ENT, True Speech and 313 Fresh. We're going to give you two discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip-hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, IllStreetRex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today. True Speech and 313 Fresh, Family Grind ENT. Believe in it. Get it.
A gorgeous tan from Suntan City gives you an inner glow that relights the fire when you run into your first crush.
Vicky, who was that?
An old boyfriend.
Lucky you just tanned at Suntan City.
Lucky he's single. We're doing lunch tomorrow.
Won't be single for long then.
During Tour of the City, try all 5 tans, including spray tan, for just $4.99. Restrictions may apply. Click to buy now.
When you're a teen, you finally get to make some of your own decisions. Who are you going to hang out with? What do you want to be? Are you going to glance at that text while driving? Remember, a split second is all it takes for something tragic to happen. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you're gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Yeah, it's your man JC, the host with the most, baby, and it goes down each and every Saturday night right here in the city of Memphis. That's right, y'all. It goes down at Clicks Sports Bar Memphis, baby. 3705 Malco Way, Memphis, Tennessee, 38125. Come out and join us, the Three Kings, each and every Saturday night for the livest karaoke in the city. Everybody gets in free till 10 p.m., only $5 after. Great food. We got drink specials. We got all kind of games, man. We got the pool tables popping. Whatever you want, we got you, man. Come on out. Have a good time with us each and every Saturday night. That's Clicks Sports Bar, Memphis.
Folks, back in the jail, the Boss Man Show. We're here in Safe Farm Arena before the Hawks games with Cliff Ellis, Coach of Coastal Carolina out of Sun Belt Conference. Coach Ellis, I told you off the air, I've been a big fan of yours for years. Honored to have you on the show, man.
Well, it's a pleasure being with you. I really have been blessed with the game, and you're very kind to say that.
Now, Coach, you've been at Coastal Carolina for 13 years in Conway, South Carolina, leading this great program to back to promise again, Coach. So what do you feel like has been your biggest accomplishment in your 13 years going into year 13 in Coastal Carolina since 2007 to go with the program? So what has been the biggest accomplishment for you in the program that you want to let our listeners know about here today?
Well, I guess I would say the biggest accomplishment, there was one winning season in 15 years before we got here. And we went to the NCAA tournament. We were in the Big South, and we won the Big South. And Coastal had been kind of the bottom of the Big South for years and years. Winthrop had been a team with Greg Marshall. They had just rolled all over the league, and everybody was talking about Winthrop. And, you know, to overcome that, we ended up winning four Big South championships before we went into the Sun Belt. And going to the NCAA for the first time, playing Virginia when they were number one, leading them by 10 at half, and we ended up getting beat. But that's got to be the highlight for me. But at the same point in time, I think going back to places that I'd coached, we played Clemson. We played them twice. We played them three times, beat them twice. We went to Auburn and beat Bruce Pearl's team, beat LSU twice, and you know, beat West Virginia and Bob Huggins. Those are, you know, for a team, when you can beat a team that's a Power Five conference that, you know, has a name, those games stand out to me.
Yes, indeed. And, Coach, last year you had a great run in CBI, semifinal run there. So what did you prioritize with your staff for the development of the players, getting guys stronger, the strength coaches, and just development as the whole team? What did you prioritize this offseason, kind of say, we want to make the big dance? That's not CBI, but the big dance this year.
Right. Well, I think that the big thing is getting the guys that are coming back more experience, which they now have had, get them stronger in the offseason. Get them healthy and capitalize on what was accomplished this past year.
Now, Coach, also for this upcoming season, Coach, who was the guys, in your opinion, who really bought into the programs this offseason with the spring and the summer workouts here and got better that you want to highlight for our audience today that they can keep an eye out for as you guys start playing here next week?
Well, I think the big one is the guy that was freshman of the year in the Sun Belt, and that's Devontae Jones. We call him DJ. He's out of Louisiana, New Orleans, and you know he had a very, very good year. And you know, I think he's a guy that we can build on. But yeah, I think for fans, he would be the big one to watch.
Now, Coach, also as well, Coach, I feel like that you've made Coastal a more national brand because people know you, who you are and know about what you've accomplished in your career here. And you've made Coastal a more of a national brand. And you feel like with the Sun Belt Conference going from Texas all the way over to the coastline of to where you all at, that you can pretty much recruit the whole South and find players to come that fits what you want to build and guys who fit what you want, how you want to play going forward.
Yeah, well, I think contact is the big key, but kids want to be seen. And when you have a broad spectrum like the Sun Belt and can span from, like you said, Texas to the Carolinas, it gives you a broad base and it gives you some identity. You're not localized as we were in the Big South. And I think that, you know, that certainly helps our recruiting and gives us a bigger base.
And I also feel like you can get guys 66 different ways. You can get to go to high school senior route, prep school route, JUCO route, transfer route, grad transfer, or your national kid if you wanted to.
Well, that's right. I think that you have to be innovative at this area, at this arena. There's a lot of very, very good basketball players that are out there. And, you know, the Power Fives, the SEC, the SEC, teams in our arena and area, they're going to get the top flight kids, but there are so many good players. And if you just kind of broaden your spectrum, you may be able to find that guy that can compete with those guys.
And, Coach, what's the kind of young man you want to recruit? I like to ask Coach that question. Cause I know you, what kind of young man do you want to have on your team and in your program that represents Coastal Carolina the right way?
Well, I think character is involved with everything because if the guy doesn't have character, a lot of times they're not going to make it, and you don't want to waste a scholarship, you know, if that character is not what it is, because you got to have somebody that's willing to do the academic work, you got to and wants to do it, and somebody that's going to do the right things off the floor.
You got that right, Coach, and I feel like as well, I feel like young men need to also prioritize that degree. I know you want to play ball, but you also want to get that degree. And I talk to young men around here when I go to school and talk to young men. I try to emphasize that a degree is important. You want to master your skill, basketball, football, whatever it may be. But you may not go pro in that. That's a small probability. So you need to get that degree at the end of that career as well.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt about that. And I tell our guys, I said, even if you're able, and I've coached a lot of professional basketball players, NBA and in Europe and East and West part of the world. And the average lifespan for a professional player is 3 years. So even if they were to make it, which you hope that they do, in this day and time, there's a lot of opportunities. They're still at such a young age when they get through, so they can't. You can't bank on basketball to carry you for the rest of your life.
You got there right, Coach. Now, let's look at your schedule, Coach. I see some quality non-conference matchups, mid-major matchups, and then zip tournament you're going to play in. So, if you could, just tell us, our listeners, a little bit about your non-conference schedule and how you went about putting that schedule about for your team before you get in the Sun Belt play here in January.
Well, it's pretty tough. You got Campbell, who lost in the NIT last year. They had a player by the name of Clemens that went in the NBA. A lot of people wouldn't know their name, but they've been very good. Northern Kentucky, team that gave Kentucky a scare a couple of years ago in the NCAA tournament. People may remember Darren Horn. He's their head basketball coach. It's there now. I think the big event for us is going to be an ESPN event. It's just going to be nationwide. We've got a tournament at our place where we open with Utah, but Villanova's coming, Mississippi State is coming, Baylor's coming. You just got a wide range of teams that can play Tulane. Ron Hunter's team is coming, Ohio. Just a great tournament. So anytime you can have that coming to your place, it's a big event. ESPN is covering the entire gamut. So we feel like from November 21st, 22nd through 24th, that whole weekend, ESPN is going to be over just all over our campus looking at not only our games but every game that's there. We were very fortunate that we were able to get this tournament. Unfortunately for people in Puerto Rico, that's where the Puerto Rican Invitational was, and then when the hurricanes came a couple of years ago and wiped it out, we're a coastal area, so they needed to get somewhere quick. And Pete Dirtz, who's programming guy, number two guy at ESPN, he and I have been friends for a long time, and you know they were in a panic and needed a place to move it, and they wanted a coastal area and asked if we'd be interested, and I said, well, absolutely. So our athletic director and our president and, you know, the chamber in the city bought into it, and it's really becoming a national event.
Yes, indeed. Now, Coach, I know you mentioned Ron Hunter. I had on Mark Byers the other week. He talked about he's glad he don't deal with that zone twice a year now. How was the phase of Ron Hunter's zone? Because Coach will tell me all the time, they won't need at least a two-day prep for Ron's zone. They didn't want to play him on a one-day prep.
Well, you know, Ron has done a great job wherever he goes, and you've got a great coach now. But you know, the big thing with Ron was dealing with those players that were making the zone go. That was a big part of it.
Yeah, you got there right. Yeah, you got there right. I tell you what, Coach. I tell you, many coaches will tell me all the time. Yeah, that zone was something else to deal with. I tell you, it really was.
Yeah.
And Coach,
it's like Jimmy Boeheim's zone. Well, the zone's good. Those players in the zone, they sure make it a lot better.
You got that right. You got that right, Coach. I'm going to say off there a little bit. Like I said, I remember being a ball boy when I was younger at the SEC tournament, man. And Coach, I saw you. I told you off there, man. I watched you with my dad on JP Sports. It's like, you know, talk about a little bit those days when you was at Auburn, man, the SEC, those great years you had there and the competition you played against them great coaches and higher leagues and such. Just booming in those 90s and those mid-2000s when you was in that league, actually.
Well, they were big games. You had Nolan Richardson at Arkansas. You had Rick Pitino and then Tubby Smith at Kentucky. And, you know, just so many. Dale Brown at LSU. Those were just some days that were just special. And I've always enjoyed the competition of the SEC, and I enjoyed the competition of the ACC when I was at Clemson. That just took a great time in my life, a treasure, and those were competitive years. And we saw the SEC grow into prominence. You know, we all know that the SEC was built and pretty much founded. Still, the king is football, but basketball has shown that it has had its special place in the SEC. And so many great teams come out of there, and it's still a great, great league. But I sure enjoyed my 10 years.
Well, Coach, what I love about this season is, like, we don't have a team here in Atlanta, but we're close enough to the Knoxville's, to Columbia, to Auburn, to Tuscaloosa, and see these teams play. And my dad made a point to take me to see these different coaches, see different teams play, because my dad was a coach himself in high school. So my dad made a point to show me different experiences, go to Nashville to see Vanderbilt Memorial Gym. Now, Coach, had to be weird. Coach, have been on the baseline there.
Yeah, Vanderbilt was tough. That was totally different. You had your team half the game. I mean, when they went to the other end of the court, you had no control when they came to your end of the court. That was a different game. That was totally a different game because, you know, you don't coach on the baseline anywhere else. And, you know, when they're there on your side, whether it's offense or defense, you've got them. But when they go to the other end, man, they're on their own.
You get and, that right.
And then – you know, the other thing is the fans there are so strong when they come to your end. You know, you're right there on the baseline, and those people in the baseline area, they try to drown you out so that they can't – so your players can't hear you because they're not – I mean, they're on top of you. They're on top of you. That was probably – well, without quite – Arkansas, when Nolan had that thing going, was the toughest place to play because they were – I mean, that was 20,000 people just you couldn't hear. But the next toughest place was actually Vanderbilt. Kentucky was tough. They were there, but, you know, they were just, they weren't as rowdy. They were into it, but they weren't as rowdy as Vanderbilt and Arkansas during those times.
Yeah, Coach, the only place I have not been to yet is Fayetteville. I haven't been to the new Ole Miss. I haven't been to Mississippi State yet in Gainesville. I've been everywhere else except for Missouri. I haven't been to Missouri yet, A&M. But in the original 12, I'm only missing a few of them. But my dad made a point, Coach, to take me to all of the places because he said, how about we go well and watch TV? Why don't we go to it? I see ourselves watching on TV. I said, that's cool, Dad. Let's do that. You know? So that's what he did for me.
You had a great dad. You had a great dad. That's wonderful that he did that, took time with you.
Yes, indeed. That's what I got for you, Coach, this. I know you've been coaching the business for a long time, but who have been some guys that really helped you in your career as you made it to the point you are today? Who are some guys that you're helping now, paying it forward and helping now as they grow in their careers?
Oh, wow. I mean, there's been so many. You learn from the people that you play against. Of course, there were some people that came along the way that you wouldn't know that helped me during my early days, Mark. Back at the University of West Florida, Milton Johnson at Chipola Junior College. Those guys, I followed them. And then the guy by the name of Jimmy Earle, who was at Middle Tennessee. But as I got into the game, a guy that really helped me was Denny Crum. He was a guy that had been under John Wooden. And I was a Division I coach in the 70s at he really had it going, and I got to spend about 3 days with him in the 70s, and that was a big boost, you know, for me with regards to developing a style and the way that I wanted to play. He liked to press. He, you know, he was smart with his shots. He was very good, but he took the time, and, you know, through that, over the years, I became friends. And of course, Mike Krzyzewski, I did the Goodwill games with him and helped him during that time and watched his teams. And he was good, Dean Smith. You learn something from Dean when you play against him. And, you know, just so many guys that were so good. I mean, learned a lot from Lefty and, you know, Terry Holland and, you know, Bobby Cremins, who was at Georgia Tech, and Hugh Durham at Georgia. Now, that's another one because I was Hugh Durham I spent time with. And I'd say in the 70s when I was cutting my teeth, I got to give a lot of credit to Denny Crum and Hugh Durham.
I hear that, Coach. I will tell you a quick story. Jimmy Earle was real good friends with my mother before she passed away. So Coach Earle and I go have a great relationship. I swear he'll be at Vandy doing the referees. If they were the referees, I always go over there.
Exactly.
It's just a time where we talk to him. He's always been good to me because he and my mother were good friends up there in Nashville.
Well, he's a good man. He was a good coach. And He was he's done a lot for officiating in all leagues. He just but he gave me my first break. He helped me get my first job at Cumberland College in Lebanon, Tennessee. It's now Cumberland University, but he was very instrumental in my getting that job.
And yeah, Coach, my mom went to Lipscomb, so she got me in with Don Meyer. So I was going to see my mother. Coach Meyer over at Lipscomb. And Rick Berry as well at Belmont. So my mom's been around great coaches as well. So she, my mom helped me out to get me this business as well. So
Those are good places.
Yes, indeed. Well, Coach, thank you for your time today. It's been a pleasure to talk to you. I'll see you on February 15th when you play the Georgia State Panthers over at GSU Sports Arena, man. I look forward to meeting you, Coach, in person.
That'll be good. We look forward to seeing you.
All right, Coach. Have a great talk to you real soon, Coach.
All right, thank you.
All right, Cliff Ellison on the Boss Man Show.
For all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blu Ray Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at blueberryproductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, BLUBERRY, prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blueberry Productions, great people, great work, great service.
Hey there. Your yard took a real beating this summer. Luckily, Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard has your back. Just feed your grass with Scott's again this fall when the air is cool and the soil is warm. It's the perfect time to give your lawn a boost. If you do, Winter Guard will give your yard the nourishment it needs to help weak, thin grass recover and support root growth, giving you a greener, more resilient lawn both now and next spring. Guaranteed. Grab a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard today. You'll be back to barbecuing in no time. This is a Scott's Yard.
Hey parents, we all try to be extra careful with our children in the car, but then we get an important call or text. Remember, our children are watching. Make every drive a good example. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consulting, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting or Twitter at Coach TWill24 or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-607. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
Hip-hop fans, I got a great album for you. The debut album from Family Grind ENT, True Speech and 313 Fresh. We're going to give you two discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip-hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, IllStreetRex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today. True Speech and 313 Fresh. Family Grind ENT. Believe in it. Get it.
A gorgeous tan from Suntan City gives you an inner glow that relights the fire when you run into your first crush.
Vicky, who is that?
An old boyfriend.
Lucky you just tanned at Suntan City.
Lucky he's single. We're doing lunch tomorrow.
Won't be single for long then.
During Tour of the City, try all 5 tans, including spray tan, for just $4.99. Restrictions may apply. Click to buy now.
When you're a teen, you finally get to make some of your own decisions. Who are you going to hang out with? What do you want to be? Are you going to glance at that text while driving? Remember, a split second is all it takes for something tragic to happen. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Yeah, yeah, it's your man, JC, the host with the most, baby, and it goes down each and every Saturday night right here in the city of Memphis. That's right, y'all. It goes down at Clicks Sports Bar Memphis, baby, 3705 Malco Way, Memphis, Tennessee, 38125. Come out and join us, the Three Kings, each and every Saturday night for the livest karaoke in the city. Everybody gets in free till 10 p.m., only $5 after. Great food. We got drink specials. We got all kind of games, man. We got the pool tables popping. Whatever you want, we got you, man. Come on out. Have a good time with us each and every Saturday night. That's Clicks Sports Bar, Memphis.
Folks, back here to JR the Boss Man Show. We're here with James Jones, coach of the Yale Bulldogs out of the Ivy League, here with us here at State Farm Arena for the Hawks. Take on the Heat tonight. Coach Jones, how you doing, sir? Coach, you there with us?
I got you.
Oh, yeah. How you doing up there at Yale, man, and up there in New Haven today?
Doing great. Just got out of practice. Feeling good going forward.
Yes, indeed. Coach Hennessy, year 21 leading the Bulldogs, Coach. What do you feel has been like your greatest accomplishment since you've been at Yale since 1999?
Well, again, I was actually asked that question the other night, and it's because – my greatest accomplishment is having every single one of my guys graduate. And having that kind of track record, having everyone graduate and never have a guy transfer to another place makes me feel good about what we're doing here.
Yes, indeed. That's a great accomplishment, having a guy transfer, man. That's absolutely amazing in today's world of the transfer portal. Guys getting upset, wanting to go elsewhere, yearning for more playing time or whatever. I mean, that's amazing.
No question. So I feel great about that and looking forward to another really good year.
Yes, indeed. Coach, you all won 22 games last season. So what did you and your staff prioritize as you went into April, May, June, July, and August to build for practice starting here in late September, early October, as you get ready to tip off next week?
Well, you know, at the end of the year last year, we still had a pro prospect in Mieoni. He was still on our roster, and we were looking forward to having him back. He had his name in the NBA draft, but we didn't know what was going to happen with that. So we were preparing for, you know, the season with him. And, you know, long and behold, he gets drafted and he's on the Utah Jazz roster as one of the 13 guys with NBA contracts. So we don't have him. So we have to shift gears and play a little differently than we intended. But that's going well. And we got some guys who didn't get a chance to play a lot last year because of the talent that we have. And now they'll have their chance.
Yes, indeed. Now, Coach, speaking of some of those guys who have a chance now, for our listening audience who may not be familiar with your roster, who are some guys, Drew, can be depending on starting next week to really play a big role since your guy you're expecting to have is now with the Utah Jazz, who we'll see real soon here with the Hawks?
Well, you know what? We had a bunch of guys that played – well, we had some guys that played a lot last year, Jordan Bruner, Azar Swain, and Paul Atkinson. We had basically seven starters, and – two of those guys, Azar and Paul, were sophomores last year. They came off the bench to help us. But they, you know, played starters minutes, and they were a big part of who we were and what we were doing. So those three guys are back, and I expect a great deal out of them. And then, you know, we have some sophomores, guys that didn't get a chance to play last year, Matt Cotton, Isaiah Kelly, as a DK, Jake Langford, and all guys that will be in the mix to help us this coming season. I'm looking forward to them. And, you know, specifically Matt Cotton and as a DK are two guys that I expect to come in and play a lot and help us. And Austin Williams, who's a senior who hasn't played a lot in his career, he's done a great job for us thus far. So I'm really excited for him in a senior year to to take off and have a great year.
Now, Coach, I want to ask you about recruiting in the Ivy League. I know it's a little bit different from recruiting off most schools in D1. So how do you go about going after a player to bring into your program, knowing the academic requirements that Yale has to get into an Ivy League school? So how do you go about trying to get guys to come in, finding guys to fit the Ivy League brand in your program, in particular up there at Yale?
Well, you know, it's just that. You know, we kind of vet guys academically first, you know, so – you know, we can go out and watch kids play and like guys all we want, but if they don't meet the credentials to get into Yale, it doesn't do us any good to recruit them. So we do a great job at going out and finding guys that work academically, and you know, then we go after those guys individually to see who's going to be guys in the mix for us. But vetting those guys academically is the first step, and my staff does a great job at narrowing the gap to find those guys for us.
Now, Coach, you do more on which you haven't looked at academics. Do you still go on a national scale to find young men, or do you kind of maybe work the East Coast a little bit there and some of the Midwest and maybe a little bit down south? Or you go all over the nation and international as well if the fit is just right?
Yeah, we're all over the world. You know, okay. We've had kids on our team from Belgium. We have a kid that we just recruited from Turkey. So we have a bunch of kids on our roster from all over the country and all over the world. And, you know, California, you know, Arizona, Washington, Texas, you name it. We've had kids that have played here for Yale. And you have to do that when you're trying to find the best and the brightest around the country.
You got that right, Coach. And I saw your Ivy League games, Coach. You'll be coming down this way because you have some high major road games against Clemson right off the road here and North Carolina right off the road here from us, along with some quality mid-major matchups and in addition to playing Oklahoma State and Penn State, the NIT preseason tip-off. So you got a lot of quality opponents to play this year, Coach. So talk about that non-con schedule you put together for your team for you guys getting into that Ivy League play there.
Yeah, I must be out of my mind, the schedule we have. We have one of the toughest schedules in non-conference schedules in Division I. And, you know, we put it together with the thought of having Mieoni on our roster. He's not here, but that's, you know, we still are scheduled to play the games, and we look forward to going out and playing our best and giving ourselves a chance to win every single one of them. We've been very good in the past of playing these high major games. We beat Miami last year. We had a game with Memphis that went to double overtime, and I'm still looking for the officials on there because I think that, you know, they were on payroll or something because it was a terrible game in terms of the way the whistle was blown for the Yale Bulldogs, but we'll take that. But we beat Miami and California last year. We've had great wins over other programs around the country. We've beaten UConn in the past. We've beaten Baylor. We've beaten Washington. So we've beaten Clemson, actually. Back in 2002. So we've had a lot of good wins against quality opponents, and we expect more of the same this year.
Now, Coach, with Yale being such a national brand and knowing how much of a tough out you are, I can only imagine how hard it is to schedule games against these high-rated schools. I know they don't want to play you in New Haven, for sure, but even getting you on the schedule to come play them, I know it has to be a pain in the rear sometimes to get guys to want to play you.
Well, I'm telling you, you got that right. We haven't had a game in the state of Connecticut in 3 years. There are six Division I teams other than Yale in the state, and we can't get anybody to play us. So it's one of those things that is very difficult, and trying to schedule those high major games on the road are tough. And but, you know, fortunately that we have some connections and some relationships that are built that make it a little easier for us in some respects. But overall, it's really pretty hard to find teams that want to play us.
I have to ask you, Coach, I know after all these years, you all finally have a Ivy League tournament that you all have for four teams there. What are your thoughts on it? Do you like it? And do you wish it was more of on a neutral ground and being over there at Penn there?
Well, you know what? I love the tournament. And last year, they bounced it around. Last year, the championship was at Yale, and we won it. So I was very happy for that we had in our own building and our fans got a chance to cheer us on. But as someone who's been in the league for 20 years, and I was an assistant for 2 years prior to being a head coach, and seeing the dominance of some of the teams that came before us, having a tournament only made sense to give you another chance at winning a championship. And now everyone has that chance for the most part. It's something that's really been able to help the brand of the Ivy League. You know, I can't tell you how many people have told me that they saw our championship game on television last year from all over the country. And it makes it a little easier when you go on recruiting for people to know your name and face and have seen the way you play.
Yes, indeed. Now, Coach, I also want to ask you about this. You know, being an African-American coach in D1 right now, we lost a lot of the African-American coaches this past carousel. A lot of guys got to let go, now their assistants or some of them out of the business altogether. As an African-American coach and coaching young African-American men who can get into Yale, do you take a bigger responsibility trying to mold these young men, our young black men, as we go into this cold world that we live in, giving them a little bit of a, hey, I walked in your footsteps already. I can give you a point of here. I know for me, Coach, when I had a black coach or a black teacher, I responded better to them because I knew what I was about, what was going through. So how do you feel about having young African-American men on your roster, helping them become better husbands, lawyers, everything in their professional lives after they hang up their shoes there?
Well, that's just it. That's what we do. That's my job. My job is, like, yes, you want to win basketball games. You want to win championships and raise banners and trophies, right? That's all very important to the competitive side of what you do. But then there's the human side of trying to build the minds and bodies of young men to be great people and to prepare them for the rest of their lives. And we talk about all the time that Yale and making the decision to come to Yale is for the next 40 or 50 years of your life. It's not just the next four. And when I recruit young men that have been offered scholarships from high major schools, what I like to try to approach them with and have them understand, if they make the decision not to come to Yale, they're basing on the decision on things that won't help them 40 years from now. And being someone who's, you know, I'm 55 years old and have been around for a bit and have an understanding of how the world works, trying to get that across to these young men to try to help them make their lives better is something that we do every day. And it doesn't always resonate with young men that this is the best opportunity for them. But those that do, they seek us out, and their lives are better for it.
Yes, indeed. And that's the human factor of it, Coach. I feel like that some coaches use up players' eligibility, but don't care about them as young men and people. And hearing you that you care about, I did research about you. I knew you cared about your players, and you want to win games, like you said. But it's about that people relationship and building young men to go to our society for years to come.
No question. And again, like as whenever I lay down and whenever I pass. You know, I will go to my grave knowing that I tried to help young men become better. And then I don't coach women, otherwise it would be young women. But young people are what – this is the reason why I've gotten to coaching. I have some shortcomings as a player, but there are a lot of lessons that I learned in life about playing a game of basketball, and I try to instill those into my team and try to help them with the rest of their lives. And, you know, the best thing about my job is the relationships I have with my players once they graduate. I've had over 100 kids that have played for me, and being able to be in their lives and to know when they're getting married and having kids and being invited to their weddings, that's what makes it real special.
Now, Coach, what has been your key to longevity, being in one place over 20 years? So what's been the key to that longevity staying at Yale for so long in the world where coaches change jobs all the time?
Well, Thomas Beckett was my initial athletic director. He just retired last year, and having someone who has confidence in who you are and what you do is really important. You know, we've been really good the last 5 years here at Yale. We won more games than any team in the league. We won more championships and gone to the NCAA more than any other team in our league. But it wasn't always like that. It took the time to build. When I took over the program at Yale, there were 310 Division I programs, and Yale was 308. So that means we were not very good. So it took time to build this program, and having someone who believed in who you are and what you were doing was really important. And Thomas Beckett was that for me. And that's one of the main reasons why I've been able to be here so long and have this tenure.
That's what I got for you, coaches. Is who has been some coaches that really helped mold you as a person professionally, and who you still talk to in the business now that really gives you a little boost whenever you need it, when you're someone come across your table that you need to kind of – go to somebody about it?
Well, you know what? Unfortunately, you know, I've gotten into this on my own in a lot of respects. Gotcha. The two guys that I worked for, Dr. Richard Sowers would be the first guy. I played for him at Albany, and he gave me my first job. And I talked to him probably, you know, half dozen times a year throughout the season about stuff. But after that, the other people I worked for, one of them passed away. Larry Hunter was the head coach at Ohio University. I was under him. But, you know, I've been a head coach for most of my career. My younger brother, Joe Jones, the head coach at Boston University, and we share a lot together going back and forth. And he would be the main guy that I speak to about stuff going on. And I'm mostly mentoring him as an older brother. And I'm fortunate to have a great staff that we're able to put our heads together to make our program work.
Well, Coach Jones, I wish you the best of luck. I know we're not the biggest fans down here of Clemson and Carolina, so we'll be cheering for you down here in Atlanta for sure when you come down to play those teams, because we're not big fans of them down here. So best of luck to you, Coach. Always good to see African-American coaches do well in the business, man. I will call you again down the road. Talk to you, okay? Okay, Coach?
Listen, I appreciate you. You be good now.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
All right, it's James Jones here on the Boss Man Show.
Hip-hop fans, I got a great album for you. The debut album from Family Grind ENT, True Speech and 313 Fresh. We're going to give you two discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip-hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, IllStreetRex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today, True Speech and 313 Fresh, Family Grind ENT. Believe in it, get it.
A gorgeous tan from Suntan City gives you an inner glow that relights the fire when you run into your first crush.
Vicky, who is that?
An old boyfriend.
Lucky you just tanned at Suntan City.
Lucky he's single. We're doing lunch tomorrow.
Won't be single for long then.
During Tour of the City, try all 5 tans, including spray tan, for just $4.99. Restrictions may apply. Click to buy now.
When you're a teen, you finally get to make some of your own decisions. Who are you going to hang out with? What do you want to be? Are you going to glance at that text while driving? Remember, a split second is all it takes for something tragic to happen. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
Maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Yeah, it's your man JC, the host with the most, baby, and it goes down each and every Saturday night right here in the city of Memphis. That's right, y'all. It goes down at Clicks Sports Bar Memphis, baby. 3705 Malco Way, Memphis, Tennessee, 38125. Come out and join us, the Three Kings, each and every Saturday night for the livest karaoke in the city. Everybody gets in free till 10 p.m., only $5 after. Great food. We got drink specials. We got all kind of games, man. We got the pool tables popping. Whatever you want, we got you, man. Come on out. Have a good time with us each and every Saturday night. That's Clicks Sports Bar, Memphis.